the picture we are using in our Monday morning team show box is from Super Bowl LV, the post-game celebration. I thought it was cool that Tom Brady is his age, that he can now celebrate his Super Bowl championships with his three kids. And they'll all have very special memories of being on stage with a dad last night, his two sons and daughter. I just thought that was a cool way for it to all close out that way.
Yeah, it was nice. And soon he'll be celebrating with his grandkids.
No doubt. He says he's going to be back next year.
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe there's something to that seaweed diet. I don't know, but it seems to be working for him.
The legend continues of the way he takes care of himself, and it's paid off.
Doesn't eat sugar at all.
Yeah. He has a very strict diet and a very strict workout regimen.
Yeah.
Which includes, by the way, I understand, like 9 hours of sleep a night.
Good for him.
Couldn't we all?
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't we all be Super Bowl champions with
Gee, we get about half of that.
And that's why we're here in a radio studio and not staying on the field.
Not out on a football field, yes.
Pretty incredible last night. Not so much that Tampa Bay would win the game. I don't think, that's certainly a possibility. It's just that overwhelmed Kansas City, it seemed, especially defensively, and stopped Mahomes from getting in the end zone, either running or passing.
I mean, he was just scrambling and getting sacked constantly.
Yeah. Hurried and rushed and everything.
Hey, and his receivers couldn't get open.
No, they had good coverage.
Although it's amazing sometimes the angles he was at when he was throwing the ball and threw a long way.
It is.
When he's almost on the ground, and, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It was a game that was broadcast yesterday on WSTW 790 specifically, starting at 2 with the pregame hype and eventually ending with the postgame. I was more listening. I had TV on. I was doing some things, but more listening to the radio. So some of the TV perspective I was trying to garner.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the questions I do have, and I know I've seen it pop up. I've not seen a lot, but I know that the Buccaneers did benefit from a number of penalties the Chiefs committed. I've seen a couple of references of maybe some questions, but it's not like anyone's saying, oh my gosh, the refs were horrible, at least from what I've seen. It's just that they committed a lot of penalties.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I didn't see anything real egregious. There may have been some ticky-tack calls there in the first half that benefited Tampa Bay a bit, but that still doesn't explain how Kansas City wasn't able to score more than 9 points, especially with that offense.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. I did see one reference to a penalty. It was because the female official, I guess, on the field goal, they were offside.
Yeah, there are two guys that looked like they were offsides to me.
On each end of the line, yeah.
Somebody wrote that sometimes those offside penalties are not flat because not considered egregious. I'm like,
what? It either is or isn't offsides.
What that ever happen?
Rules are rules.
Exactly right. I've never seen that. They have never flagged, especially when you're lined up in the neutral zone.
I've heard that she did a pretty good job.
It had to be a disgruntled Chiefs fan that wrote that.
Crazy things. The game, I don't think it was surprising that Tom Brady, the veteran, he didn't have to be spectacular.
Right.
I mean, 3 touchdown passes and no interceptions. That's good. It's 200 yards passing, but he didn't do anything that would put the Buccaneers in a bad position.
No.
That interception that got come back because of the flag, that was tipped, wasn't it?
Right, that was tipped.
Okay. Tipped. There were a couple of tipped interceptions in the game.
Right. He was efficient, like you said. Didn't do anything to hurt the team. And I think he knew that the Tampa defense had something figured out. And if you recall, the first time they played each other a few months ago, Kansas City went I think they scored 3 touchdowns in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And they were just on their way. But then the Tampa Bay defense in that second half shut them down. I think they learned something and just continued to do it in the Super Bowl. And that was put some pressure on Mahomes, but also drop everybody back. Don't let him throw the ball deep. Make everything happen in front of them, and that worked out beautifully.
Yeah, and most of his throws were, not more than 10, 20 yards down through most of the time in the middle.
Yep. So, hey, congratulations, by the way, to former Lion Adamican Sue.
Yeah.
Yes.
He has a Super Bowl ring.
Yes.
Got a sack yesterday, too.
He did.
Congratulations to him,
and
congratulations to former Central Michigan Chippewa Antonio Brown.
Yeah, now how about
getting his first ring?
The 3 touchdown passes Brady throws, 2 to
to Gronk.
Gronkowski, yep. Who he coaxes out of retirement.
Yeah.
And Antonio Brown, who's certainly had troubles with his career, but he was able to play in the Super Bowl and catch a touchdown pass.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I know. It was great.
Yeah.
It was pretty storybook in a lot of ways.
It was. And, you know, I think a lot of people did underestimate the injury Eric Fisher had, the left tackle for Kansas City. What he hurt his Achilles in the fourth quarter of the AFC Championship game. And I think that really did hurt them because Tampa was able to just get all kinds of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people underestimated that injury going into the game.
And
on the right side of the offensive line, though, the young man from Hemlock, who he went to school in Midland.
Oh, Wiley?
He was doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, did a pretty good job.
Decent job of, on his side, protecting the quarterback.
Right. Right. So I won't say this was one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time.
No, it's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, all that hype.
But I mean, I expected it to be a lot closer and better game with the Chiefs that had a pretty good year.
Yep.
But I guess there must be a little difference between the conferences.
Well, you know, it's the old, and I'm a big believer in this in any sport, defense wins championships. If you can find a way to stop the other team from scoring.
Right.
That just frustrates them, puts them in positions where they get desperate, having to try for fourth downs when maybe they don't want to.
Right. It also goes to show why there have only been a few teams who have been able to go back-to-back in the NFL. It's tough
easy,
to do. It's one of the toughest things to do.
And the other disappointments in the Super Bowl, the national anthem, the halftime show, according to a lot of people.
What was wrong with the national anthem?
Oh, I didn't care for the duet, the duo, and couldn't.
Well, they should have gotten rid of. I think they should have gotten rid of Eric Church and just let Jasmine sing.
One or the other.
Yeah, I think Jasmine. I think
not
she did
the
a
pair
fun
together.
Job.
I missed it completely.
Not
I have
the
to
pair
go
together.
Sang "America the Beautiful," and I thought she did.
She did a
great job
on that. That was the best part.
I heard about
all the entertainment. Yeah.
Right.
Somebody compared that with her guitar playing to Jimi Hendrix doing the national.
It was almost really.
Yeah, she was good.
You have to check that out.
But as far as the national anthem,
really?
And they
took
a shot of some of the soldiers in the Middle East, and I think they were thinking, what is this?
And I didn't catch the halftime show. That was Weekend, right?
Weekend, right.
Okay.
Right. Oh. Let me know how Dave feels. There you go.
Well, I have to say, I've actually heard about that, and it seems like he is getting some poor reviews. People are trying to figure out exactly what he was trying to do, I guess.
Yeah.
And people were wondering, what are those guys wearing all the bandages on their head? No, those weren't bandages. Those were jock straps with eye holes cut out of them, worn upside down on their heads.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have the TV on for that. I think I was busy answering email
at
that
lucky.
Time.
You're lucky.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean... That show, I mean, there was a lot of production put into it and big orchestras and stuff, but it just came off flat. I couldn't half hear what he was singing.
I thought the mixing was
really
poor.
The mixing was terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. Couldn't understand what he was saying.
I must say, I wasn't expecting that on a Monday morning at 6:49 for that descriptive picture to be put in my mind now for the Super Bowl 55
halftime. That's what it was. Go back and get a look.
Let's just put it this way. Prince, U2, Beyonce still probably have one of the best halftime shows of all time. They didn't have to worry about the Weekend passing them up. So.
Well, that's good to know that there's some legend that still will be living on halftime show-wise.
Right, yeah.
Yes, and far better national anthems done. It was nice to see the flyover, three different military aircraft.
I was going to say that, Dave, real quick, though. As much as you're getting on them for the poor national anthem, timing was perfect.
Oh, I sure was.
Right when they ended, the planes are right there.
How
many times have you watched it when sometimes they're done and we're waiting, or the planes are flying over while they're still singing?
Right.
Yeah.
Then you can't hear the rest of the anthem because you get drowned up by the
powerful
engines.
They did get the timing down.
Yeah,
they did
was
get
perfect.
The timing.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Super Bowl 55 in the books, and if anything, it certainly does solidify Tom Brady as the greatest of all time.
Who could have seen that happening when he was a Michigan quarterback?
A backup.
Yeah, right.